Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and today I have Tim Sinzheimer with us. Terrible Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, James, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
A lot's been going on, and I'm sure you've been keeping on top of everything. Latest thing happening this week, another shooting at a theater. Let's sort of say hi to each other. What have you been up to?
Well, you know, I've been looking at the same things as you've been looking at, and holy cow, they are really ramping up these phony fake shows, one after the other after the other, and they're all so blatantly apparent, and it just drives me crazy when I go on these threads. And you have all these idiots, all these dumbed-down, stupid, foolish morons. They pick your word. And they're all saying, oh, my prayers and condolences, my thoughts and prayer. God bless them. God bless their families. And then, James, as you know, it's the same scripts over and over again. And then you see they roll out the pictures of the people that got murdered, the attractive people with pretty smiles, and they had so much promise, and everybody loved them. You never hear of some kind of drug addict or meth freak got shot in any one of these things. It's always the cream of the crop, the top of the Americana, the best people on earth that everybody loves. And then they roll out the people on the TV, the mothers, the relatives. No tears, ever. No detectable grief whatsoever. Smiling and happy like it's the best thing in the world that their son or brother or child or whatever got killed. And this thing with the Charleston takes the cake. Because they show the picture of the guy alive. You know, the people put these presentations together, like Professor James Henry Fetzer and the other people, Red Silver J, which I know you're familiar with from YouTube. And they put these presentations together, and you see the picture of that Charleston guy alive, and you see a picture of him dead in the casket. And there's no way possible not to notice that they're two different people.
Exactly. I looked at it, I was like, what?
you've seen those memes, right?
Oh, yeah. They're not in the same color of black, if you will. I mean, one's really black and one's not so black.
Yeah, the shoulders are different, the ears are different, the eye, everything's different. And then here's another thing that somebody pointed out that was interesting. Instead of the Charleston guy in the casket with his arms at his side, his hands are over his crotch, and his hands are formed in the sign of that goddamn Illuminati pyramid that no one is supposed to believe. Yeah, that no one is supposed to believe exists. But, you know, you can call them Illuminati or the Super Friends or whatever, the elite cabal, the top of the pyramid people. But that's their symbol. That's their sign. They like to show it off. They like to put it right the hell in front of you for everyone to see it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, given the situation, what's your opinion on, you know, who's going to win this? I mean, if they're playing these games still, it means they haven't won. So they're still, you know, making efforts to win over the hearts and minds or at least the minds. What do you think?
Well, it's a continuing campaign to convince everybody, to convince the American people that the worst thing in the world for you to have is a gun inside your house that you can protect yourself. If a burglar or, God forbid, even the government comes to take you away, no one should have a gun. And let me say, even if these things were authentic and they were really happening and people were gotten shot, that still doesn't mean everyone's supposed to turn in their guns. And the sheeple, they do not connect the dots. They don't ask themselves a simple question. They don't ask themselves, why are these things being run week after week after week after week? Just like, and they come in cycles, like when they did the phony head chop videos, those phony ISIS head decapitation videos, they came one after the other, after the other, after the other, and then they stopped doing it, and then they move on to this, these series of phony fake shows, and they're so easy. I mean, I can understand you're a sheep, you watch the news, you don't really pay attention to it, you upload it with the information, and you say, oh yeah, that's terrible, some people got shot, and they believe it, because the criminally complicit media, who's the crime partners of the government, are working together to perpetrate this garbage. They have no idea. But on the other hand, James, they all have computers. And all you have to do is plug in the name of the event into the YouTube search field and put the word hoax after it. And you do, and you look at these things and you find out it is indeed a hoax.
And then there's the debunkers of the hoaxes. And,
Oh, yeah.
Like for 9/11, I was just. Sorry?
I was just going to add to that, but go ahead, Jim. I don't want to dominate the conversation.
You're the dominator.
I don't want to hog up the conversation.
On the David Icke, it's not the official site, it's just. Some guy called it David Icke, and like thousands of people flocked there. But I post stuff up, and there's tons of shills on the site. I don't get enough of my fill of shills, so I go there to like have little fights. And this one guy, blatant right from the start, you know, like 9/11 was such a tragedy. It's hard to believe these conspiracy theories. I believe the official story through and through, and so, or something like that. You know, everyone's like, what? You know, like, and he posted something called the 9/11 official debunker guide or something like that. And so I was like, perfect. I'll give that to all my guys so they can read what they're saying to other people to convince them that 9/11 was real. And, you know, it's good to know your enemy. The more we get used to this sort of, like, game and how learn how to play it, and it's not even – you can't stop these hoaxes. They just come out of the woodwork. But if you can debunk them immediately and get it out there, then that's good. But I think there's also a heightened sense of, you know, they're catching on, so we need to throw more at them, the bad guys. So that's my theory. What do you think?
Well, they're throwing these things at us so fast that you hardly get a chance to advertise, you hardly get a chance to advertise how fake the last phony fake show was before they throw two more at you.
So are they like escalating in an accelerated pattern, kind of?
Yeah, like I was expecting at least a brief little break after the next to last one that they did. But they're really pouring it on heavy.
Maybe they're going in for the kill.
They're going after what?
Maybe they're going in for the kill.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This acceleration factor is alarming when you consider, because I know you're a researcher just like me, and all the people and all the people in the research community are concerned about all the arrows that are pointing towards September, that something mm-hmm. big will happen, or October or sometime in the fall. There's all kinds of indications that some major crapola is going to happen.
Right.
And,
yeah, I hear you on that.
And the question becomes, for those of us who are aware, just where exactly the hell is it that you're supposed to run to get away from all this horror?
Jesus Christ.
I can't think of a place. I mean, you're up there.
Go to Seychelles.
That's where
Britney Spears will be. Seychelles is in the middle of the Pacific. Anyway, actually, I don't know if that would be such a good place near Japan, but... Oh, wait, is it in the Indian Ocean? Shit, I can't remember.
The only place that might be safe is inside Bill Gates' seed vault in the North Pole.
Bill Gates is such a... he's so creepy looking now. He's like, we need you to depopulate. Have a vaccine. what were you going to say about... I guess you said it, but... Yeah, everything does look like it's pointing to September. The last of the blood moons.
You have that 7-year Schmitzer cycle that the Rothschild Zionist Jews, they perpetrate something every 7 years. The last thing was the 2008, where everyone had to pay the bank, the taxpayers had to bail out the banks. The thing before that was 2001, and the series of 7-year periods preceding that also had some kind of financial calamity associated with the blood moon or whatever that is.
Okay. Wow.
And,
that's really wild. I didn't know about that. I'm sure you could just sit down and, like, rewind 7 years every 7 years and, like, read the news, major news, and you'd be like, holy shit. Sorry?
Yeah, because these people at the top of the pyramid, they're very much into symbology, numerology, astrotheology, and they do things... They do things at a predictable way. I mean, every one of those phony fake shows, they always broadcast the number 33 in some way, for example.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
I know
9/11 they did.
Yeah, I could go down the list of the things off the top of my head.
Go for it.
Well, that thing in Russia where they shot down the plane 33,000 feet. That recent thing with Anderson Cooper, he's interviewing the non-grieving mother or sister or whatever, and she says, yeah, something about she's been taking him to Disneyland since he was 3 years old, and then Anderson Cooper happily replied, really, ever since three? So there's your 3-3 there.
Okay.
The guy who did that phony fake psyop where he shot the black guy in the back, he was 33 years old, and it said NWOO at the bottom of the screen. Another thing they like to do is they use colors. When they did the I left out a whole bunch of things, but as far as the 33. And another thing they do is, like, with the colors, when they did the phony Ebola hoax, you know about this, they flashed the color green on everything. The anchor people were wearing green. The CNN crawler at the bottom was green. The clothing that the people were wearing green. The hospitals were green. When they held a congressional hearing on it, they chose a green conference room. When they showed you the poster about their phony fake graphic about how awful and dangerous Ebola is, that the chart was green, 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 green.
Mm.
And then when they did the Charlie Hebdo thing, everything was purple.
Okay.
All the same things I just described were purple. And they had all those signs ready that say J. Suisse, Charlie, 1,000 people in the street. It, you know, it takes like at least a week to produce that many posters and slogans and everything. But they had that shit all ready to go for the phony face show. Act like you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know it, bro. Well... The thing about the I think it's sort of like taunting people that get it, you know, like they're like, don't you see the number 33? And other people, like your standard sheep, is like, man, he's loony. He's out of it. He doesn't get it. He should be locked up. They use that against them.
If only that was the smallest of the evidence, and you could just discount it as a coincidence. But
right.
there's all these other things, and. When you look at the videos and examine them carefully, the things they say don't make sense. Like, for example, that movie theater shooting that they did. The guys on the TV telling us, oh, yeah, we're not sure he's dead. Oh, yeah? Why don't you go in there? And maybe if he pops, the fake shooter pops a cap on in your ass, we'll know if he's dead or not. And then you always have these videos of the cops running to the scene. And you know why that is, James? The reason for that is because the news vans respond to the emergency faster than the cops, so they're already set up to shoot the show.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you figured a lot of stuff out, that's for sure. I mean, life was boring until this came along, right?
It was, kind of. But, yeah, James, let me just speak to another issue real quick. Because you were talking about the shills and trolls. This most recent thing where that woman got shot by the cop, because she didn't have her turn signal on. You look at that video and you say, this just doesn't seem possible. Why would a cop tell her, well, put out your cigarette, and she doesn't, so he's going to make a big scene with her and that's not what you would expect from a cop, and let me suggest that's not what cops do. they need more reason than that to go ballistic on the civilians. But here's what
they're trying to normalize, right?
Yeah, well,
they
want to divide and conquer and distract everybody against each other: black, white, rich, poor, class, race. Police, civilian, that's what it's all about. Now, here's what they're trying to do with that phony fake show to discredit us awful, quote-unquote, truther people. Now they're flashing these pictures where they're saying, oh, they took her mugshot after she was dead, okay?
Mm.
But anyone who examines the photographs very carefully will say to themselves, oh, yeah? If she was dead, she hung herself with a garbage bag. Where are the ligature marks around her neck?
Mm.
So the object of that game is, well, hey, I mean, they may, some, all these debunkers will come along and say, yeah, see, look, there's no ligature mark on her neck. All you guys are crazy. Everything you say is wrong. You're all these conspiracy theorists, but like I said, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy analysts. But
actually, I just like to say there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracies.
Conspiracists, or conspiracy realists. There is only those who examine. There are only those who examine the conspiracy and those who perpetrate it.
Right.
I mean. These are not theories. You examine these things and look at them carefully, and it's just one thing after the other that don't make sense, that don't add up. And if there were only just a few unanswered questions here and there, but nothing ever adds up, nothing ever makes sense, and the fraud is glaringly apparent, and wherever you find enough instances of fraud, it vitiates the whole bullshit story. I mean, this guy showed this video of how that guy in, I forget, was it Chattanooga? That the guy was, they put it on the news, and you could clearly see that it was the shooter that they claimed to have shot was a dummy, a flattened out dummy, just like they did with the LAX fake show. It was a
Jesus
dummy.
Fuck. Yeah, I think I saw that. Yeah.
And then
that's no surprise.
And then a debunker puts out all this bullshit saying, yeah, it's interesting what this guy discovered, and it does look anomalous, but the fact remains that 4 Marines were killed. But, yeah, okay, 4 Marines were killed by a fucking dummy.
The fact remains, damn it.
And then you have these other people uncovered this other stuff where one of those 4 quote-unquote heroes died in 2009. His name and face are similar. I mean, not just the face, but the names were similar. And he has a donation page because he died of war-related ailments. So a good question for the sheeple to ask themselves is, where did they send their donation money? To the page where he died in 2009? Or to his donation page where he died in 2015?
I wanted to talk a little bit about Hollow Towers. Have you heard about that?
About what?
The towers were hollow.
Oh, yeah, I saw your video about that. Yeah, that's interesting research. Yeah, it is possible...
Yeah.
It is possible that that not all those floors were occupied. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. And I don't know. I did this little video skit. It was a news kind of thing. And I basically unloaded the theory in a nutshell. But there's a much larger thing to explain. But I think there's more facts and details and so on. Maybe I'll skip it. But... I enjoyed what you just laid out about the false flags. That is your forte, and of course you've been doing the odd skit, music and stuff like that. You certainly attract some attention, and that's good. The way I look at it is the people that get it, the people that understand what's going on, need to come together and form like a troop, you know, with multi-talented people to do some kind of combined sort of deal where if there's a bunch of people saying the same thing about a particular thing or all of them, that would have more bearing than just say one person saying it or many people saying it but by themselves. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm definitely down with what you're saying. I was thinking, when I go on these threads and I try to put the material as a reply to all these fools who are saying prayers, condolences, idiots, these morons, I put the Red Silver J video as a reply or whatever. But I can only do a few of them before Facebook puts out that warning box that you got to slow down or you'd be blocked. Maybe if we get this troop, as you said, and we could all put like a half a dozen comments down on these threads and try to wake up
organize.
Some of these people. I mean, once in a while, James, I get a reply, and it's like, you're crazy, the 4 Marines died, or whatever, and it doesn't matter what the evidence. But like you said, if enough people say something, like they say, if you see something, say something. And we're seeing a hell of a lot of phony fake shows.
Mm-hmm. I started something called 9/11 Anarchy as a sort of... not an offshoot, but a sort of a contradiction to 9/11 truth, and that I believe 9/11 truth is full of shit.
And the faces of truth, the faces of truth too.
Yeah, they're full of shit too.
I mean, Fraudio maintains a neutral position, but he has people in his crew. He has people in his crew, and you know, I think it would be cool to have something that's neutral and say, look, the story's simply not physically possible, and we want to prosecute the people who are involved. We know who they are, and leave it at that. I mean, I would be cool with that. But he has a bunch of people that periodically post about how no planers are insane and stupid and idiots. But holy shit, I mean, like I said, it's not, you know, I'm preaching to the converted. It's not physically possible for a plane to pass into a building as if it was a cloud and then explode when it's inside. It's just not simply not possible.
Right.
So,
yeah, it explodes right away, eh? As soon as it's in the building and like that initial second, it's like boom, you know, like boom right away. And,
as soon as it hits the building, there should be an explosion or a breakup and pieces falling off.
At least
instead,
something.
Instead, you see nothing falling off, and then you have these planted parts and engines that don't even belong to those goddamn airplanes. They're different engines.
Yeah.
And then you find them under... Jabe, you find one of these engines they found was underneath scaffolding. So it just landed there without disturbing the scaffolding. It's absurd. And Jabe, you know what? The best one of all is, it was a year or two ago when they found landing gear. Remember that? In between these two buildings? Remember that?
It was part of the wing or whatever.
It was landing gear.
Yeah, go ahead.
They found landing gear with some rope around it. So it looks like somebody lowered it down, and then
police stuck there.
And police commissioned Bratton said, "No, that the rope was in the photograph that you saw was because the policeman tried to put the rope on it to drag it out of there." Because that's his job.
Right.
The first responder cop, that's his job, is to disturb the crime scene instead of putting yellow tape around it. And this gap was so narrow, James. It's like the guy who goes to the proctologist and says, "Yeah, I don't know how that baseball bat got up my ass. It was a 1,001 shot." And this heavy landing gear just flies through the air so far away from the building and ends up in between these two buildings. And you know what? If they want to say that, that points to the fact that it had to be explosions that blew that freaking thing so far away from the building.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the Greek Orthodox Church there, St. Nicholas, there was a actual section of the tower that flew out of the building and landed there. And there's a problem. It's got a piece of landing gear in it.
I saw you posted something about it, and the wheel is wedged in the...
Yeah. Oh, and we'll throw in a wheel. Well, the thing is, the thing was like the where the bolts are connected. It was supposed to be on an angle, a certain angle, but the way they made it, they put it the wrong way. And so, I mean, there's a big problem with that. It landed face down, like it just went pop out of the building and flew across, 700 feet and went in front of the church and landed on the ground face down without any warping, bending, or anything. It's so ridiculous. It's like, and of course, this prop was only there for the 50 minutes before the Tower 2 came down, so no one could examine it.
As you know, James, laws of physics thermodynamics. They're just mere ridiculous suggestions.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, all this ancient stuff that's held true for years, hundreds of years, is out the window, and that really pisses me off. That introduces the idea of, flat earth, and, I want to shoot people who say stuff like that. You talk about flat earth, bang! They basically undermine everything there is to do with science. If you take that away, what do we have? We're back in the dark ages.
Yeah. Well, I did look into the flat earth thing.
Yeah.
And I still believe that we're on a round ball, but who knows? I might be wrong. I'm not good at math and stuff like that. But I will tell you this much, that I learned from looking at things, because I'm the kind of person that'll look into things, and if people put things in front of me, I'll look at it. What I did learn, and this is something that you cannot dispute or debunk, that there's something down there in the South Pole and or the North Pole that the government doesn't want anyone to see. I mean, you're allowed to take a sightseeing tour down there, but you're not allowed to go over that 200-mile ridge. And they had an explorer. I forget, was it Admiral Byrd or something like that? There's video of him talking about what he found, that there's an area of the size of the United States that's rich in resources and everything. And there's a treaty among nations, and they have military people down there. And if anyone dares to go down there and explore that thing, they'll shoot you.
Yeah.
During World War II, Hitler was sending expeditions to these places during a time where he had his plate full with other matters, because he believes that there's something down there or up there. There's something at these poles, and the government don't want nobody to know.
Mm. That's interesting. It's another conspiracy theory of sorts.
Yeah, what I was just talking about is not a theory. The government don't want you down there. They literally have military personnel 24/7. They'll kill you.
They don't want you at Area 51. They call them black sites or whatever.
And Skunk Works.
Skunk Works, eh? That's a good one. I find there's way too much crap on a plate with the stuff that's going on to have time to think about that stuff. But I'll give it a look. That sounds interesting enough that there would be. I don't want to get it. It's so vast. I mean, Lemuria and the Mayans and Atlantis and all that other shit. Very interesting. It's like so far away, but I mean, it's still there.
You know, James. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that people that make decisions, like if you go up to let's call someone who's legitimately stupid on a subject, like you go to an eighth grader. And you're like, is it a flat earth or a round earth? And you make a case for both, or one or the other. And in the end, they're like, there is a flat earth. Well, they didn't do any fucking research, okay? They didn't do physics. They didn't do math. They didn't do any science at all. And so basically, they're talking out their ass. It's an opinion. It's not the truth. It's not based on fact. It's like people will willingly, everyone's got an opinion and everyone's got an asshole. it's just like opinions are like assholes. the problem here is that too many people will spout off their opinion about, say, 9/11 or whatever, and what you end up with is a mishmash of idiocy that contaminates the truth. So what we have in it's 14 years in, there's massive awareness about it, but But there's still a lot of people that are like, well, you know, it becomes an issue of like, that was 13 years ago, so it doesn't matter anymore. You know, like,
right.
There's so much stupidity. It drives me nuts. But
sure.
At the same time, there's so much intellectual shit going on, too. So, I mean, in a way, they're honing the people that would never have cared before into caring, these bad guys, because they're perpetrating all this bad shit. And, you know, it leaves one to wonder. You know, they haven't killed anyone in the last few false flags. And at least not all of them, maybe none of them. But it makes me wonder if they even killed anyone on 9/11. This new Hollow Tower theory.
Which isn't new.
It's been around for a long time. I just didn't know about it. It's because there's so much to know.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Mm-hmm. But, James, one thing, I mean, the area of common ground on 9/11 was that the story was just physically impossible that they gave us. But, you know, getting back to that flat earth, it looks like that was introduced to try to discredit people. But I'll tell you what. Can you blame anyone for just wanting to look into it? Because we already know. There is no question that the moon landing was fake.
Yeah, at this point. Did you see the Neil Armstrong suit with the footprint?
The footprint is different than the shoe. So
yeah.
we know that they're lying to us about the moonshot. So can you blame anyone for saying, wait a minute, maybe the Earth is flat. But, and then here's another thing, too. I'm wondering about all these trips they're making all over the Mars, Pluto, or whatever. I mean, because if they're lying to us about the moonshot, they kind of lack credibility. And I was looking at the video of this Pluto footage, and it's all in black and white, Jay. It's all in black and white. With a pitch black background. Aren't there any stars up there? I don't know.
Yeah. Could be,
I mean,
just
we
a,
know,
like a styrofoam ball hanging in a black room.
I mean, we know that the moonshot thing was fake, and it's just a lot of people make money. And all those people, they're all fucking Freemasons that was sitting at those consoles smoking cigarettes, wearing those white shirts and ties. It's just a bullshit, phony, fake show. And they took video of the console pictures so that the video that they presented to the public was even more difficult to see. But it's not hard, you know all the stories, the shadows, this, that, the, why isn't there dust and that and the other thing. And the way that thing popped off the moon when it left, like it was a toy, and you just wound it up, and then let the spring go, and pop, and there it goes.
Yeah, but what did they have, like wireless networking back then? I mean, to send the, they had a camera on the ground, so how did they get the image onto the spacecraft?
Onto
a recorder on the spacecraft.
And all those pictures. And all the pictures and videos they did take were taken with skill,
right.
because Stanley Kubrick was shooting the whole goddamn thing. Shot it like a movie.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't shoot it like an astronaut. They shot it like a skilled cameraman and an editor.
Well, I'll go so far as to say is there are no nations, there are no borders, there are no presidents, or there are no, you know, it's all bullshit. Everything's bullshit. The whole fucking thing. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, Putin, the guy that runs China, the guy that runs India, the European Union, Canada, the USA, everybody in the world that's running anything as a political figure is in the New World Order. And in short order, we're going to be part of this New World Order.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, whether we like it or not.
I mean, there's pictures of Putin and Bush and some kind of Chinaman, I guess from China. All
yeah, they're at a lodge.
Yeah, they're special all wearing those suits. What were they wearing, James? You tell me.
Oh, I don't know.
They were wearing those stupid goddamn Freemasons robes.
Okay. They look Chinese to me, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, the robes I meant, not them.
I mean,
so,
guys like us, we are outraged and at times amused, but the majority of people just don't want to go there. And it's a shame that they don't.
I just want to eat my chocolate bar. I just want to read my fashion magazine. I just want to watch my soap opera. I just want to go to the fucking theater. I just want to go to my friend's house. You know, like, it's all about selfishness and self-centeredness and self-absorbedness, and it's all bullshit. It's pure, unadulterated bullshit. And people need to snap out of the matrix, because the matrix is what's holding us in. Now, I want to ask you if you've heard of Mark, what's his name?
Passio.
Yeah, great.
That guy really pulls his name. I mean, we all have the knowledge, but he really pulls it together and puts it in a very nice package.
Yeah.
And this other guy, Michael Tsafarian,
okay,
which he recommended in his videos, and these guys have put together presentations of 2 hours, 3 hours, 5, 6 hours long. And,
mm-hmm,
and you could really not only edify what you know, but learn new things. And
I fell asleep to Mark Passio last night, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and he was analyzing the Matrix, and I was like, I was dreaming about the Matrix. And, it was fucking hilarious. I woke up there, he was like yakking away about Neo this and blah, blah, blah. But I think we're going to run out of time any minute now. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to say real quick about Mark Passio. I think it was an interesting idea that he had, because as we know, Neo's passport expired on September 11, 01. But he has an interesting idea. He said that creative people tap into a resource, and that's how he could have achieved that idea of putting September 11, 01 before it happens, which is an interesting idea.
I believe in there's no coincidences. It's just there. If you're aware, you are in tune with a lot more, in that you become conscious of a lot more things that connect to whatever you're thinking, or what you've said, or what you've done. And I think that people have coinky dinks once in a while, but when you wake up, you get them all the time, and. So I just, it could have been coincidence, but I doubt it.
I'm just saying it's an interesting idea he had. But as Mr. Spock would say, it's fascinating. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't know how anyone could prefer watching the ball game or whatever it is, distractions they have. Reality is way more interesting than what they're doing.
Yeah, totally.
And avoiding.
Mm-hmm. These people, it's ingrained in them. It's like, son, you're going to the ball game with me today. And, you know, it's like, yay, I'm going to eat a hot dog, and I'm going to watch it. So I don't even know how it works. You know, and then you keep watching it. And it's supposed to be a children's game, and then they keep it going, you know.
I mean, when the controllers first built these stadiums, they didn't think people would go. Some of them thought people wouldn't go to these things, because at one time people just played games when they were children and they grew up. But I'm not going to totally put people down for indulging in distractions. But to make
I will tell you this.
To make it your whole thing is just not the right, you know.
It's okay to be distracted and to have and to indulge and to have fun, but not right now. When 2.5 million people are dead in the last 13 years, when you know sons and daughters have been sent off to war and died, and when the specter of the New World Order looms, which is something that we've never seen before. I mean, no, it's not time to go watch a fucking hockey game. It's not time to indulge in yourself. It's time to wake the fuck up and stop this shit before the fucking tornado hits us. And yeah, that's the way I look at it. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
There's a lack of empathy and concern, because what people don't realize is, like, the Palestinians, for example, or whatever, their security would also be our security. I mean, the people who are doing this thing for the Palestinians are also the people who own our politicians. They have all the DHS contracts. They're behind the curtain. They're involved in Jade Helm, which is something I'm very alarmed about.